scout he is. It is a pleasure to be back here in the United States. The last time we were here was 1982. Some of you might have been at that tour. And during the downtime on the road, and there was considerable amount of that, Mr. Nigel Tufnell of this parish wrote a wonderful tune all about you people and your country. We hope you enjoy it. It's called, appropriately enough, America.
Thank you. You go right.
you heavy duty rock and roll. Because you asked for it. You know, oh shit, what the hell? You know, when we started this tour, oh, first of all, let me introduce our friends to you. That was indeed Chad Wackerman of the Dennis Miller Show joining us for that one particular track for heavy duty. Filling in whenever possible for our drummer, Mr. Rich Shrimpton, ladies and gentlemen. Rick had the great misfortune to break one of his ankles today. And we said, you do this gig or we break the other one. Now over here on the keyboards, Mr. Caucasian Jeffrey Vanston, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to help me out setting the mood with a bit of a tone poem. You know, when we first started the tour, some weeks ago in Colorado Springs, Colorado, we received a wonderful telegram from a wonderful lady. And I'd like to quote in part from memory. It said something to the effect of, "Dear boys, it was such a pleasure singing with you on your new album, Break Like the Wind, currently available at any reputable record store. And you know deep down that I would be with you every stop of the way, singing on the stage with you, were it not for the fact that I do not choose to do so. But," she went on, "you also must know that at least my heart and perhaps several of the organs will be traveling with you. And it's signed, I won't tell you who it's signed, you'll just have to find out for yourselves. Take it away, Caucasian Jeff."
bees and hummingbirds. You see, life is just a dream.
Executives, most part. Yes, yes, there's some of them right now. Yes. Don't worry, the long box is dead. Don't worry.
Except for ours, the extra long box.
That's right.
Yeah.
But sometimes they come up to this and they say, Spinal Tap, they say, Spinal Tap, why don't you guys think about updating your act?
Upgrading.
No, they don't have to be impossible. They just say updating, not upgrading. Yeah. What we've done is we've reached a compromise. We're taking one of the old ones, and we're walking the sound just a bit towards the street, if you know what I mean. But it begins with a trip to the country, doesn't it, Derek?
Yes, you all are city folk, but let us for a minute take you to the farm!
Thank you.
funky, funky sex farm in your face. Are you ready for your first history lesson? This one's all about the British Empire and was penned by my associate on the bass guitar, Mr. Derek Smalls. He will handle the lead vocals on this as well.
This is an epic, an anthemic epic, in song form, a tribute to the British Empire as it would never was, and never will be again, as seen through the filter of a man's relationship with a woman, in which the British Empire does to the rest of the world what a man does to a woman. It's called Does That Never Sweat?
Anyone here old enough to remember Rock and Roll Festival? Yeah. Well, you sort of spent most of the day standing around in the rain wondering about the sexual preference of the person standing next to you. Or even the sexual identity. We were both covered in mud, weren't you? You know which... You know, it didn't matter who was playing.
What? You know which commercial I like?
Well, wait a minute. But who asked you what commercial you like? What commercial do you like?
I like the commercial where the little girl runs in and says, I love this pudding, the one that shakes.
Yeah? What happens then? No. I'm sorry. If you write it out, maybe we'll read it later and make some sense of it. But right now, we're going to go on with the show. We'd like you all to help us out on this one. We'd like you to let your imaginations run wild during a rock festival sometime in the late 60s or last weekend. It's called Stinking Up the Great Outdoors.
Well, a man is a man.
too fucking big, this place is too fucking small.
And oh, how it goes, the little children of Stonehenge, beneath the haunted moon, for fear that daybreak might come too soon.
Oh, man. Maybe it's time to go to school.
Check out the second song.
Listen, it's getting
just for you and me. Listen to what the flower people say. Listen, it's getting truer every day. I said every day.
Never imitated our acoustic set. Let's go, Wood!
This is Roots music.
Roots music for STEM people.
Thank you very much. That last record, it really brings back a lot of memories for us. And with every A side, of course, there was a B side in the old days. This particular song was the B-side of Flower People, so it's contemporary. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful country called the 60s. And all the children wore smiling faces as though they were their very own. Won't you come there with us? Take that trip back in time. We'll be glad you did. In and out the falling raindrops, smiling down on everyone. In a golden gossamer gown and the necklace of the finest rainbow, drying out this rainy day tower. Goodbye, cloudy skies. Here she comes. The gentleman's day party. Rainy days not spoiling her fun. No, no.
Thank you. band. This goes back, speaking of roots music, this one goes back quite a few years. This song was written right about the time of the beginning of the Troubles in the Irish Republic. So that means it goes back about 350 years.
Ready? And we will be singing parts of this song, A Cappellini.
That's all going on longer than that.
When I first laid eyes on County Down, I was green as a hill so high. But in later years, the streets ran red with blood neath a violet sky. How he loved me, alas, whose hair was long and brown as the finest hue. And she swore by the stars in the jet black night she'd be true as the sky so blue.
Oh,
all the way home.
basis. That's another production number.
What could this mean? We're going on a trip.
We're going on a very exotic trip. To a place very, very far away.
How will we get there, Nige?
Clam caravan!
Clam caravan is how we're going to get there. And here it is.
Gone is the word.
So I take my signs in my train.
and sleep till I'm making my way. And I'm back in the wheel again once more.
The end of the song.
And now a bit more homegrown, we'd like to feature the guitar pyrotechnics of Mr. Nigel Tufnell of this parish, as well as the somewhat left-footed skin technique of Mr. Rick Shrimpton.
Still alive, pray for him!
Yes, please do. Another called Diva Fever.
Go back to Deborah.
It's fun to laugh at yourself. There's a tonic tried and true. It's fun to laugh at yourself. Like other people do.
Nigel Tucker, lead guitar.
Yes, they do.
We hope you enjoy this solo half as much as we did.
GIV2TAP. You call up, there's another number. You call us, we'll give you all the lowdown on what's been going on the tour. And believe me, you lot are going to be featured rather prominently in this particular report. We shan't forget you in a hurry. Now, down below is 900-TEL-2TAP. Now, what's this, you might ask?
What's this, you might ask?
Yeah, this is what you might answer. If you have something on your mind, if you've got a problem, and you can't get through to the radio call-in programs, call us up. Our pre-recorded voices will pretend to listen and care about your problems. Of course, we won't really be there, so you won't be judged. But you can say whatever you like, get it all off your chest. We thank you for it at the rate of $2 a minute. Thank you.